And now, talking point with Dita Asiedu. She looks at the case of the fugitive Czech businessman Radovan Krejčíř.
The Czech Republic has three of its most successful businessmen on the run. The infamous Pirate of Prague, Viktor Kožený, wanted by the Czech authorities for absconding with billions of Czech crowns belonging to thousands of small shareholders, bought Irish citizenship and moved to the Bahamas. Radovan Krejčíř, accused of tax evasion and conspiracy to murder, cunningly acquired Seychelles citizenship back in 1996. He's been living on the island ever since he managed to escape from his home in the middle of a police search in the summer last year. And then there is his good friend Tomáš Pitr, who appealed a Prague court ruling sentencing him to 8.5 years for tax fraud and left the country for what he called a planned holiday with his family. Whether Mr. Pitr will return home if his appeal is denied, and whether he planned ahead just like his two other fellow businessmen and acquired citizenship of a country that does not have an extradition agreement with the Czech Republic, has yet to be seen. Bizarrely, all three men appear to feel safe enough from the Czech authorities to be in the spotlight. Tomáš Pitr has been in contact with the media. Viktor Kožený wanted to run in the elections to the European Parliament last year. And Radovan Krejčíř has just published a book in which he describes in detail the corrupt ways of Czech state officials. Czech TV's corruption and organized crime reporter Jiří Hinek is not surprised. After Radovan Krejčíř had people baffled by his ability to slip away from police surveillance and head for the Seychelles, Jiří Hinek got on a plane to find the infamous businessman and get his story. And he succeeded. I met up with him back home in a Prague cafe.
Five policemen guarded him and they had problems to communicate amongst themselves because the search of the house took 6 hours from 1 a.m. to 7 a.m. in the morning, and they were tired very much, and Radovan wasn't guarded well.
What is his version of the whole thing?
His version is the corruption of police. He said that he escaped because the police told him, give us money and we will let you go. And he wanted to find some money and didn't return to the house, and he escaped. It's his version. I would say the second version is more probably to be true. So it was a mistake of police.
Now, you actually went to see him in the Seychelles. Were you surprised that he was actually willing to speak to you, considering that he's a wanted person here?
It wasn't so easy to find him, because I came to Seychelles in August, and I had no information where he is. And I have to ask a lot of people, businessmen, and I had a picture of Radovan Krejčíř and showed it to people in hotels and so on and so on. And at one time he called me to my mobile phone and said to me if I want I can speak to him, and twice we met, and he told me a lot of about his escape and so on. So I was surprised.
Does he say that he's an innocent man?
He told me that he isn't guilty, he thinks. And he thinks it is a war of he and police. That the police wanted to arrest him because he gave money to our political party, this Social Democratic Party, 60 million crowns for election campaign. But he thinks that now the police and the political party wanted to put him to arrest, not to have to pay the money back. But there is no proof that it's true.
What was he like, or how did your opinion of him change after you actually met him?
Didn't change much. I also spoke to a lot of people in his in Moravia, where he is come from, and he is connected with organized crime. I still think it, but it was interesting and useful to speak to him, to have another source of information.
After you went to see him, it was in the papers, it was even in the local papers in the Seychelles. People who surround Radovan Krejčíř, how do they react to him now?
They didn't know before we came. People were very surprised, and Radovan Krejčíř wrote in his book that after our visit, he went to some pub. People were silent and have fear in eyes.
How much of the book can you believe?
I would say 40% about his childhood. But about his escaping, it's interesting. I don't know if it is true. And very interesting part of the book is about the corruption of political parties.
How corrupt do you think is the state here? And how has Krejčíř managed to benefit from it?
I think after the revolution, when privatization was going, it was extremely easy to corrupt anybody, to have some advantage. And his father was in socialism, as a part of communistic party. So Krejčíř had a lot of contacts after the revolution, and together with his father, he started the business. And at this time, Krejčíř and his father had money. So it was extremely easy to pay anybody, because after the revolution, no one had money in this state, and customs, politics, and clerks were willing to help.
What exactly was he doing business in, and what privatization process was he involved in?
The most interesting is his business with oil. His company called M5 imported the oil to the country from Germany, from Russia also, and the company didn't pay taxes. And now the company owes state billions of crowns for taxes. It is the most important, the most interesting, I would say, of his financial crimes.
Krejčíř was obviously prepared for a day like the day when he managed to get away from the police.
I think he was prepared because he has his own passport, not on his name, but a false passport. He has a lot of money in foreign banks. Not only in Czech Republic. He wrote that he has, during his escaping, thousands of dollars in pockets. So he was very good prepared, I think.
Do you think that he'll eventually be brought back to the Czech Republic to be prosecuted?
We don't have any extradition deals with Seychelles, so it's a problem now. And the main problem is that it's a very rich man, has a lot of money for very good lawyers. In his books, he admitted it. He paid money for to police, to clerks, to customs, and so on. So it is a very big problem to convict him. And essentially, it is a country where they also like money. So they like to have rich people because they want to have big investments. So they will not willing to deal and to speak with Czech clerks about his extradition. He lives in Seychelles in his house rented, but Seychelles aren't so big country. It is several islands and a type of prison for him because he can't leave anywhere. He says he's satisfied, but I think he isn't, and I felt he would like to go back to Czech Republic, but it's impossible for him.